a word for you from Acts 16, verse 13. And on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. This is perhaps a strange tangent on which I'm going now. The preaching of the gospel is what matters. The conversion of Lydia is, of course, the main point. But let me also make mention of the fact that these were men of God who were holy and pure in their behavior. Even though this team of men sat down with these women, they were pure. They were kept by God from any form of sin. And also, when Lydia invited them to go and stay with them in her house, these were truly men of God. One wonders whether one can find such men today. Does God find such a man or a woman in you that your sole focus is the Lord and His gospel, doing His will, so that it does not matter, even if you are with what others would regard as an opportunity for flirting, but that is so far from you, because the Spirit of Jesus abides in you, the same Spirit that caused the Lord Jesus to have His feet washed by that woman. Remember in the other instance, perfume poured over Him. And yet, He didn't rebuke her, He allowed it. Some would say it was a sensual act, but for the Lord Jesus, it was completely holy and pure. Now, if you are a true Christian, that is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that abides in you. Guys, guti lo moya uguwe na, is He truly in you? Can you sit down with a group of women at the river, be completely holy and pure, go and stay in their house? Well, times have changed where men of God have got to take certain precautions. But it is still the same Spirit of Jesus. Yes, it refers to that in a few verses before that. In verse 7 it says, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go to a certain area. And yet in this instance, the Spirit of Jesus allowed them. So full were they of the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Is He in you? Does He keep you pure and clean?